love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening, sports fans. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program all over the globe. It is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition, hanging out with my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I would be Andy Dorf. Get at us in several different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And wow, thinking about the weekend that we would have, Easter Sunday and the Masters, not going to happen. Thinking about Major League Baseball, we'd be talking about that at this point. Maybe even NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs. But nope, not at this point in time, because COVID-19, the coronavirus, has taken the world by storm, literally. And once again, we talk about sports without sports happening. Mike Wilson, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. I am good, and you're exactly right. We'd be talking about all these things happening today and over the course of the past month. But, you know, bigger things in this world happen, and so we just got to hunker down and do what we've been doing so we can get rid of this and get back to some form of normalcy.
Whatever that is, man, the new normal, that's what it is for me, and that's kind of what I've been doing. Just trying to get used to it, to be honest with you. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We'll talk to him about the state of the world right now and a whole lot more. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Your business ideas need room to run wild. But there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor. An irreplaceable expert who represents your values. A reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions. So you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home. and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just a moment ago, Tony Finau.
Waited for years. Many doubted we'd ever see it. But here it is. The return to glory.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Got to tell you, we're always live every Sunday morning starting at 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then we come back late night. We just try to get back to you all the time, to be honest with you. We are trying to give back in a time where not a lot seems to be giving to us. But, you know, just thinking about those highlights you just had there, and obviously the Masters and the weekend. This would be Masters weekend, Easter weekend. So, Mike, I want you to start thinking about some of your highlights and memories about Masters weekend. And I remember the return to glory, to be honest with you. That was Tiger Woods, man. And thinking about what he did, coming back the way that he did and getting that Masters, that green jacket, after so many years of battling and struggling. Perseverance, man. That's what I call that. Anyways, welcome back in, everybody. Let's jump out to the phones, hook up with our normal, usual guest at this time, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Hanging in there, obviously. We're just getting through these days, just like anybody else, and dealing with it however we can in the best possible way. But, you know, I don't know if you happen to see my message that I sent you about what I wanted to talk to you about, but just out of curiosity, before we do that, do you have any special Masters memories, or is that Tiger Woods victory that he had a year ago just something that is just so amazing and one of those special things about sports, or do you have a specific Masters memory?
Well, it's funny that you mention it because, you know, I'm not a big golf fan, as you know, and if you've ever seen me with a golf club in your hand, you'll understand why. You know, the greenskeepers see me coming and they all take cover. It's just one of those sports that, you know, it's nice to watch and admire the talents of people, but it's something that I could never aspire to. if ever I had a decent round of golf, I can assure you it would be in my dreams. It certainly wouldn't be on the golf course. But the Masters is probably the one golf tournament a year that I can actually sit down and watch. And I say that for a couple of reasons. It's the beginning of spring after what's been a fairly long winter most years in Canada. It's a sign that summer's just around the corner. It's a sign that Easter is here and that baseball is here, and it usually coincides with my annual trip down to Arizona, which, of course, this year my wife and I did not make because of the virus situation. So it makes me think of vacation time, and I just love seeing the green and the color and the flowers on that beautifully manicured course in Augusta, Georgia. There's something about watching the Masters and the stillness and it's just a classy tournament for whatever reason. It's got a lot of tradition that goes with it. I tend to sit back and watch it just for those reasons. I guess the Woods one from last year kind of sticks in my memory, and I don't know whether that's because it's the most recent one or because it was something that, to me, just came out of nowhere, because I don't know how many years it had been since Woods had won a tournament, but I know it was a significant number, and I think most of us probably felt that his best days were long gone. And to see him come back like that, it was a bit of a surprise. It added a little bit of spice to the Masters. But we've seen all of the greats do well at the Masters, and the number of great finishes they've had at the Masters over the years, and the fact that it's the first major of the season, it's kind of like opening day in baseball and opening day in the NFL. It's something you always tend to remember for many different reasons.
Great points. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I mean, when you do talk about the Masters, and Dorf, if you don't mind, I'm going to share my Masters memory that I have is the last time Jack Nicklaus won it. My dad, we have a friend of the family who works for Nike, and he knew you remember this name, Peter Jacobson, a professional golfer. He was a friend of my dad's friend, and he was kind of a friend of the family a little bit too. But he got my dad's friend got my dad tickets to the Masters, and he got to go the year that Jack Nicklaus won his last green jacket, and he was there on 17 with the famous line on CBS, "Yes, sir," by the announcer there, and just every time it was always something that my brothers and my dad we would sit around on the weekend, we'd get our chores done on the farm, and then we'd sit back and watch the Masters. We're big golfers in my family, so it's just one of those memories that I always have, that my dad got to see his favorite golfer of all time, win a green jacket. So that's good. But John,
Hey, real quick, I want to jump in and just let you know the year you're talking about, and I'm sure you remember it vividly, is 1986, and Jack Nicklaus was 46 years old when he did that. So, quite frankly, brother, that is obviously one of my favorite memories from the Masters as well. Just unbelievable that you can win, obviously, at that age, and just how difficult it is to win tournaments late in your career. So, that is definitely a special moment, and I can understand why it's extremely special to you, Mike. Go ahead. Sorry to steal your thunder. Go ahead, brother.
No, there's no thunder stealing there. No, just another thing I'll throw in there is, we took my dad to the airport, and he was like a kid in a candy store. He knew where he was going. This is something he's always wanted to do. And when he came back, he was floating on air. So that'll something I'll always carry with me. But, John, we don't have these NHL playoffs, to kind of get into, but, what were some of the, some of the possible playoff matchups that you were maybe starting to look a little forward to as we got closer to the playoffs?
Well, it's an interesting question, because there's been a lot of conversation about if there was any playoffs going to happen, or will any playoffs happen in the future, how they would determine the matchups, simply because most of the teams had played uneven numbers of games. And, do you give guys credit for points they've already earned? How do you flatten the schedule so that everybody has played the same amount of games? Or do you just take percentages? And I guess from a lot of standpoints, people have said, well, why don't we just take the percentages? If you take the percentages, you see some pretty interesting matchups. You see things like Toronto and Tampa, Boston clinching that division quite easily. You know that those are the three teams that are probably going to make the playoffs in that particular division. So any of those divisional matchups are going to be intense. Whether they would be as intense as they have been in the past, because we don't know what format the playoffs will take, even if they do have playoffs this year. Quite frankly, I think we're done for the season. I think anything we think about or talk about is purely hypothetical. I don't think we're going to see hockey again this year. But that would have been the one that sort of stuck out in my mind simply because I live in Toronto and that division has been so tight.
So if you had to say potentially a matchup, in the Western Conference Finals or the Eastern Conference Finals, what would a matchup have been that you would have liked there?
I'd love to see St. Louis and Vegas in the Western Final. You look at the standings as they finished, I think it was March 13th or March 11th was probably the last game. I think March 12th was the first day that games were canceled. In the Central Division, Colorado and Dallas would have been playing in the first round, and Edmonton and Calgary would have been playing in the first round, and we all know that that's always a war. For U.S. listeners, Edmonton, Calgary in hockey is much like Bears, Packers in football, Yankees, Red Sox in baseball. Edmonton and Calgary, about a three-hour drive apart, straight up Alberta Highway 2, 180 miles with a slight bend at Red Deer, which is about exactly halfway in the middle. Those towns just don't like each other, and I guess the Bears-Packers is probably the best analogy I can make there because Chicago and Milwaukee are not that far apart. They're both well-established teams. They both have very loyal followings. Edmonton in northern Alberta, Calgary in southern Alberta are very much the same, so that would have been a terrific matchup. And, you know, looking at the other divisions in the East, one I should have mentioned would have been Philadelphia and Pittsburgh. Philadelphia putting on a big charge the last month or so that we saw hockey being played. That would have been a great series because Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, of course, both in Pennsylvania. A lot of intercity rivalry there. They had both played 69 games. Philadelphia had 89 points. Pittsburgh had 86. So you know that would have been a very close series. I think we would have seen some really good series, but again, I don't think we're going to see any more hockey this year. And looking at the news yesterday, I saw that the Arizona Coyotes put a lot of their off-ice employees on furlough
yeah.
on June 30th. That tells me that whether they admit it or not, they know the season is done.
Yeah, scary times, to be honest with you, when you think about it. But 100% of their health benefits will be paid, so at least they have that they can fall back on. All right, we got to take a pause for the cause. John Poulter, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
Gives to Coyle. Coyle down low. A wraparound try by Coyle. Saved by Fleury. Spurgeon to Coyle. He scores! And the Wild are back in front.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Goldschmidt with a drive. Out to deep left. Number six. Swung out, and there's a high fly ball to deep center. This has hit a ton. Does it have enough? Smith is back. Home run, Bowers! Just to the left of center, Jake Bowers has put the Indians in front.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All things that we used to take advantage of, to be honest with you, and take them maybe to... too easily is when you think about it, because now we don't have those things to be watching, and the highlights are all we have. And you know, going when we went to break, guys, I was thinking about what I was watching the last few days, and I found myself watching some NHL playoffs. I found myself watching some NBA playoffs of the past, and most notably in my head right now, the 2010 playoffs when Kobe Bryant and the Lakers won back-to-back years. I mean, that's what we got to do now. This is our new reality, to kind of go back in time and relive things a little bit. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. And now we are always joined at this time by John Poulter. We did talk a little NHL hockey, hypothetical stuff, and once again, we're going to go back to doing that with Major League Baseball. And John, I don't know if you have an opinion about this, but I'm sure you do. Cactus League versus Grapefruit League, all kinds of interesting ideas being tossed out there about how they can potentially go about having a baseball season. Obviously going to be shortened. We're not sure when it's going to start, quite frankly, but is that an idea that you like, first and foremost? And explain it to people if they're not understanding what I mean by Cactus League versus Grapefruit League, and potentially that we'll be playing some games in Arizona, maybe some games in Florida. Who the heck knows, right?
Yeah, exactly. I kind of have mixed feelings on it, Andy. I think from a theory and an interest standpoint and a curiosity standpoint, I think it's very good. From a practicality standpoint, I'm not so sure. But for those that are not familiar with it, what has been tossed around, and I think the Major League Baseball Players Association and Major League Baseball have sort of had some rough discussions around this. If anything's been finalized, it certainly hasn't been announced. But what they're considering is sending each team back to their spring training home, which is 15 teams in Florida, which is I don't know whether it's 8 American and 7 National League teams or the other way around, but and Arizona is just the opposite. There's 15 teams go to Arizona, and the split there is 8-7 as well. And what they're contemplating doing is taking each league, and let's just say, call Florida the Grapefruit League and Arizona the Cactus League, as you've referred, taking each of those two leagues, splitting them into 3 5-team divisions, and not aligning the teams within those divisions anything to do with their major league affiliation to a league. What, so, in for instance, in Florida, you'd see the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays, the Tigers, and the Pirates in one division, 2 National League teams and 3 American. In Arizona, you'd see the Cubs, the Giants, the Diamondbacks, the Rockies, and the Athletics in one division, which again is a mixture of American and National League teams. From a concept standpoint, it's probably the only way this is going to make sense, because you're limiting travel, you're putting players in an environment where it's easier to control them. We've talked a couple of times during this virus epidemic or pandemic that travel is obviously going to be a big piece. You don't want these guys going through airports. You don't want them going through main Amtrak railway stations, etc. You need to have these guys, if they're going to play these games, they have to be close by. So it sort of makes sense that you would have, let's go back to that Grapefruit division of the Yankees, Phillies, Blue Jays, Tigers, and Pirates. You're talking about 5 towns or cities in Florida that are relatively close together. They're all day trips. The challenge that I would have with it is that where do you quarantine all of these guys? Because clearly if there's laws in place that you can't have groups of more than 2, as it is in some states, 5 as it is in others, and I don't know what all of the different regulations are, but each state has a different regulation. But something would have to be arrived at here as to what is a reasonable number. But when you take players, coaches, trainers, broadcasters, and so on and so forth, you're probably looking at an average of 50 people per team. So that's an awful lot of people to be quarantining. So 15 teams by 50 people, that's what, 750 people? You got to find a place to quarantine 750 people. I guess you could probably do that in a fairly large hotel, but then you have to bring hotel staff into it, hotel chefs, and so on and so forth. I just don't think it's all that practical. And then the second issue, of course, is these guys would be playing to empty stadiums. Well, if they're playing to empty stadiums, there's obviously no revenue coming in. As we talked last week, you'd be relying on TV revenue. And I'm not so sure, other than the first week when everybody would be curious to see how this would work out and is it novel and the fact that we haven't had baseball for a couple of months, I kind of think that a lot of times the interest would fall away. And we all know that from a climate standpoint, Florida and Arizona are generally not places that you want to be playing outdoor baseball in the middle of the summer. So, yeah, in theory, I think it's a great idea. In practice, I'm not so sure that it would work, but it's maybe better than nothing.
I agree. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, no, I was going to absolutely agree when I saw this, John, that I was like, this isn't practical. Is it pie in the sky kind of thinking to me? Yeah, I mean, everybody wants sports back, but let's be real about this. The virus is going to dictate when things come back. And to do something like this with Major League Baseball, I'm totally in agreement with you. It's just not going to be practical. But on the flip side of this, I mean, we had a season that we were looking forward to, you know, partaking in, seeing these guys come out and, you know, these Major League Baseball players do their thing. What were you looking forward to the most, you know, outside of watching your beloved Toronto, your Toronto team there, the Blue Jays, play? What were you looking forward to the most this season?
I was looking forward to a number of things, and I guess primarily, you know, teams that had looked to have improved over the wintertime, teams that had looked to sort of restructure over the wintertime, add the odd missing piece here and there. I guess the Dodgers would fall into that category. And in terms of teams improving and maybe taking that next step and getting into a situation where they were extremely competitive, I think the team that was intriguing me the most was perhaps the Chicago White Sox. They may have seen an opportunity there. They've spent several years at the bottom rebuilding that team. They've now taken a couple of steps to add some veteran players in a division that, in my mind, is pretty much ripe for the taking. I think the Indians, while still a very good ball club, are not the team they were 4 or 5 years ago. The Twins came along last year and had an exceptionally good year. I could see that sort of being a two-team race between the Twins and the White Sox. The Tigers and the Royals, two teams that are at the bottom of the rebuilding zone, they seem, sort of would not be candidates or contenders in that division, in my opinion. And then, of course, you've got the intrigue with the Boston Red Sox. What are they doing? Are they retooling? Are they rebuilding? Are they cutting salary? You know, what exactly are they doing? That division, the American League East, to me looked like it was pretty much a foregone conclusion that the Yankees were going to run away with that division. But, you know, without seeing any of the teams in action on a regular basis, a regular season basis, because we were cut short in spring training, we never had the opportunity to see any of these teams field their best nine players. We didn't see any team field their opening day lineups like we normally do the last week of spring training. So it was pretty hard to get a feel on what we were going to see. What we were thinking was that we were going to see was teams that had improved over the winter, and just sort of thinking of how these teams structured, where they had made their marks, where they had made their improvements, and had they closed any gaps.
Hey, John, as always, a true pleasure talking sports with you, and we can do this pretty easily even when there's nothing happening, so I think we're all pretty incredible. Have an awesome Sunday, have a great Easter, and we'll catch up with you next week.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Thanks again, and take care, keep well, and we'll chat next week.
Sounds great. John Poulter, a professor of sports, breaking it down, and quite frankly, I do find it amazing how well we talk about sports when there's no sports happening. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, we'll get back at it on the other side right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here, actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our 2-minute survey will tell you if you qualify, then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
Works for me.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always catch us Sunday mornings live, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, obviously, around the dial, whenever we may be coming to you, you can always check us out. Obviously, follow us on the social media stuff. You can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Check us out on Facebook as well. It's Dorf on Sports. And then check us out on Instagram at The Real Dorf on Sports. And speaking of the real Mike Wilson, you know, thinking about what we would be watching this weekend, we've kind of talked a little bit about it. A little later, we'll talk to Brett Boone and we'll get some of his Masters memories, highlights, whatever you want to call it. We'll talk to him a little bit about the Cactus League, Grapefruit League thing and realignment and maybe some other stuff, whatever we wind up getting into with him. But I'm just thinking about, you know, Masters Sunday and that unbelievable run from Tiger and how the guy, we all counted him out, me included, I'll be honest. And then the guy comes back and he kind of shocks the sports world in general. And I just love those kinds of things. And I'm not a huge fan, and you've heard me say this before about Phil Mickelson, but I do think when he won back in 2004, the first of his, I believe, 5 majors, I think he had 5 after the age of 33, something along those lines. And, you know, it puts him in some pretty high company with guys that won after the age of 33. Do you know who the top 4 or 5 guys are in that list, Mike, just out of curiosity?
In terms of majors, that's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah, majors and golf. You got it.
Yeah. Well, obviously Jack is number 1, Tiger's 2. I want to say Sam Snead is up on that list. I'm having trouble remembering, but he's from way back in the day. I want to say Hagen or something like that. It's probably in the top 4, but certainly Jack and Tiger are top 2 on the list.
All right. So interestingly enough, you've got a lot of the players involved, but we're talking about guys that won after the age of 33, and the guy from way back when is Ben Hogan, who's the leader on this list.
Yep.
Yeah, the leader. He is the leader, by the way. He had 9 major victories after the age of 33. Then you had Jack in the mix, and yes, Jack was there too. 7 victories for him after the age of 33, and we talked about that miraculous one in 86 that your father, you guys were able to take that all in, and 1986 when he was 46 years old. No Tiger Woods on that list, my friend, but Sam Snead, you did mention him, I think, as well. 6 after the age of 33 for him. And then you heard me say his name earlier because I was trying to give you a little bit of a hint about it. From 2004, when Phil Mickelson got his first green jacket, Phil has 5, which is relatively impressive. And, you know, we're not talking about him much more. You know, as far as winning majors, and the guy that he had to compete with back in 2004, again, this is like a name from the past, but Big Earn, man, Ernie Els, these two guys were battling it out, and bam, he makes that birdie on 18 Phil does to rattle it in there, and obviously takes the crown, the victory, and the jacket. So Masters memories are great, man. They really are. Tiger, he won 5, by the way, in case people don't know, man. The first one came in 1997. And just thinking about it, you know, he wins his last one in 2019. Like, honestly, that span of greatness, and you know how I am about greatness, Mike, that's a span of greatness that is just remarkable. And so, and I didn't think Tiger was going to win another one. I'll be honest. I really didn't. So kudos to that guy for getting it done. But anybody that has a good Masters memory, we'd love to hear it. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. What are your thoughts on realignment? We didn't get into that with John. We obviously talked a little bit about the Cactus League, Grapefruit League, and I actually think he broke that down extremely well, because the dynamics of it all are extremely difficult. And that's kind of why I want to talk about realignment with you, because that would be a problem there. How do you do this? I don't think it makes any sense at all. I'm sorry, but if you can't play these games where they're supposed to be played, I don't think you just try to cram them in two places, because quite frankly, that's not fair to the rest of the country that has those baseball teams in them. You're going to be helping the economy in those two places, obviously a little bit more than other places. You can't have fans in the stands anywhere. We're going to do what the Japanese League is doing, where they're putting robotic fans in there for noise and everything like that. I don't know if you saw that, but
right.
I mean, come on, man. We're living in some... Yeah, we're living in crazy times, so I guess you got to take crazy measures. But where are you on all that stuff?
Now, I'm right with you in it. You know, the first time I saw this, and I believe I said this with John, is like, it's not doable. It's just not. You're gonna, like you said, my first thought went to, well, the teams that are in Milwaukee, that are in Boston, or, you know, middle America, you know, they're not going to reap any of the benefit, from having these teams play in their home stadiums, the whole thing. You know, they were talking about putting players in the stands to space them out for social distancing. I'm like, that's just stupid. It's just one of those, it's literally just dumb. And I'm sitting there going, who's in charge of this stuff? Who are we losing our common sense? The virus, like I said before, the virus is going to dictate when everything comes back to somewhat of a normal sense of life. And we can't force this at all. We're dealing with something that we haven't dealt with before. You know, when we had 9/11, that was different in terms of getting back to normalcy. You know, and this is something that, you know, most of the fans, I guess there's a poll out there. I don't know if you saw this. There's a poll out there that most fans they're not going to come back to these games unless there's a vaccine, you know, where they can feel protected in some way. So to me, with all these leagues trying to figure out what can we cram in, you know, the NBA is looking at maybe pushing the draft back until September so they can go through their process. Why don't we, to me, it's just one of those things, let's just call it good. We'll put an asterisk by it and just mention, look, pandemic took, you know, a pandemic affected everything, and just revitalize for next year. I mean, I know that's not what a lot of people want to hear. We all want our sports back. I mean, I got serious doubts that college football and the NFL could be happening for us. And if you want to affect the sports world, just talking, you know, football rules the world, or at least rules this country. Football doesn't happen. You're going to have, crazy people doing stuff. But I just think we just need to refocus for next year. Focus on getting everybody back and well and safe, and focus on maybe getting a vaccine so the fans feel protected. They feel good about being just around other people in a kind of a closed setting, in an arena, in a stadium. So, I mean, that's my rant for the day. I'm here till 7, you know. kind of thing. So I just think people, we're just trying to cram stuff in because that's what we think we need to do, and we don't need to do it.
No, I think you had so many good points in what you just said, and I'm going to kind of come back at you with a couple of things, and we're on the same page for the most part. And the one thing I do see, and I understand it, is people want to have hope, okay? So I don't blame people for wanting to have hope. You got to think positively in times like these. But I also think, on the other hand, you got to be rational. You got to be reasonable. You got to use common sense, which, quite frankly, as we all know, is very uncommon to have common sense. And, you know, I think when you say who's leading us, when you look at our commander-in-chief and talking about how he tries to handle things and really wants to get the economy going, and, you know, he's met with all the major league people about getting these leagues back in action. I think, like you're saying, man, it's more about making sure everybody's healthy, making sure everybody's safe, and not putting people back in harm's way too quickly. Otherwise, you're going to have this thing just keep spiraling. And quite frankly, about a vaccine and things along those lines, I think we're quite some time away from that happening. So I don't think that that's necessarily how long we want to wait. But I don't think we want to rush ourselves back out there. And as soon as you see the peak happen and the trend start moving in a little bit of a different direction, doesn't mean we can get back to doing things like we used to. And I think that's the other thing we got to think about. How does this change our lives moving forward? You alluded to not going to games. I'll be honest with you, man. I talked to my dad about this the other day, and I said, look, I can go to these games for free, and I'm going to tell you what, Dad, I don't think I'm going to be going to these games for a while because I can watch them on TV for the most part. I don't know where X, Y, or Z has been before me, and quite frankly, we got to look out for ourselves, man. I'm sorry, but you see people still kind of taking this thing not as serious as they should. And all I can say is look at the numbers, people. They just keep going up, up, up and away. And if you're in denial, there's nothing I can do to help you. Mike, I say this a lot. You can't fix stupid, okay? So at the end of the day, everybody has choices. Everybody can go out and do what they want to do. But realize you're not only necessarily harming yourself, you might be doing harm to somebody else. And I think that that's where you got to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm being a jerk, and this isn't the way that I should be living my life. Everybody else should be kind of taking these things very seriously and realize there's something that we don't know very much about, and it's taking people's lives left and right.
No, absolutely. And here's the other thing, you know, before we go to a break here, but, you know, we come back too soon, and it spikes up again. You know, this is something that research, the doctors, and you know, I've said it for a long time. You got to pay attention to the people who know, and the people who know are the people like Dr. Birx, you know, and Dr. Fauci. You know, politicians, don't listen to those people. They don't know what the heck's going on. And if we come back too soon, look, it's going to spiral out of control again, and we can't have that. We just got to be smart about things.
I agree. And speaking of being smart, you know, there's a lesson here to be learned. And, it's something that I went through as a young broadcaster. It's, you can learn from people before you and, you know, pick some role models out that you really admire and try to emulate them. You know what? Sometimes when people know things more about what's going on, you got to let them be the decision makers, and that's kind of the problem we're having right now. Anyways, we got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back. We'll wrap this hour up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in? You're in? You're in?
We'll be right back.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906. 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time this hour of the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Always live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, you know what? We may come to you whenever. You never know, man. Just adjust your dial, adjust your clocks to dial in with us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. You can get at us several different ways. Twitter for Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. Dorfont Sports for me. And then Facebook, it's Dorfont Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorfont Sports. And Mike, hour number one has flown by. Obviously, we will talk to Brett Boone, our buddy, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. We'll talk to him a little bit about life as we have it right now. But quite frankly, brother, I'm extremely impressed at how you and I are able to talk about sports even when there are no sports truly happening. Are you finding yourself watching some of these classic matchups? Like, did you watch the Lakers and Celtics from 2010 over the weekend like I did?
Well, I watched the Celtics and Lakers from 2008 because the Celtics won it. I have no interest in that 2010 nonsense when the Lakers won. I mean, screw that. I don't watch that garbage. But no, I mean, I've been watching reruns of the Rose Bowl in 2006. You know, the Rose Bowl 2017 with USC and Penn State and, you know, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, I've been doing that like everybody else.
Yeah, man, that's what we got. We got to relive it all, people. That's what we're at. That's the state of affairs as to what we're in here in 2020. Amazing stuff. Anyways, I know the music's going. Hour number one's in the books. Hour number two is on the horizon, and don't miss Brett Boone. Like I said, former Major League Baseball player, going to hang out with us like he always does as well. Keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Always very cautious with his predictions, Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House Coronavirus Task Force says he is encouraged by the latest pandemic numbers in the United States.
Seems almost a paradox, but it really isn't. At the same time that the deaths continue to go up, we're having indications that we are reaching that peak, that apex, and will start to come down.
Pope Francis offering a message of hope during the Easter holiday, the pontiff urging the faithful not to yield to fear as he led an Easter vigil mass on Saturday night in an empty St. Peter's Basilica. Former Vice President Joe Biden is the winner of Alaska's Democratic presidential primary election yesterday. Biden has a 10-point lead over Senator Bernie Sanders, who recently dropped out of the presidential race. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
President Trump maintaining his view that the U.S. economy will rebound quickly once the pandemic subsides.
The stimulus coupled with this pent-up demand and everybody wanting to get out and go back to work, I think we're going to have just a tremendous surge. I think it's going to be like a rocket ship. I really believe that.
President Trump speaking there on Fox News on Justice with Judge Jeanine. The numbers of COVID-19 cases are beginning to spike again in China, with 99 new coronavirus infections reported yesterday, more than doubling the previous day. However, it's reported that just two of the 99 cases were locally transmitted. The Kansas Supreme Court affirming an order limiting religious gatherings to 10 people in light of the outbreak. The declaration was issued by the Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. The Supreme Court ruling overturns a Republican-led panel of state lawmakers. And this is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A forward for the Edmonton Oilers of the NHL, Colby Cave, died yesterday morning at just 25. After suffering a brain bleed earlier this week, Cave was airlifted to a Toronto hospital Tuesday, where he was put into a medically induced coma after having emergency surgery to reduce a cyst that was causing pressure on his brain. Sadly, his family was unable to visit him over the past few days because of COVID-19 restrictions at the hospital. There's a new trend catching on across America to salute those who are on the front lines of the pandemic response. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Across the country, some Americans are taking a moment each night at exactly 8 p.m. to howl as a way to thank healthcare workers and first responders who are fighting the coronavirus. The nightly howl is an American twist on the balcony applause and singing for besieged healthcare workers in Italy and Spain. It has also become a way for those who are cooped up to reduce the pain of isolation and also show support for the homeless. It seems it's a useful release of people's sadness and frustration. Also, parents are letting their children howl back and forth with other kids in the neighborhood since they still can't play with them yet.
Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some of you, good afternoon to others, and obviously good evening as well. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming at you, talking about the sports world as we know it right now. And quite frankly, not a whole heck of a lot going on, as we all know. It would be Masters Weekend. You would be watching it with your family, most likely. You'd be celebrating Easter. You'd be talking about baseball. You'd be talking about NBA basketball playoffs. You'd be talking about NHL playoffs. You'd be talking about the draft coming up. I mean, good Lord, I can't believe we don't have all these things to talk about, but yet we're still finding a way to get it done, Mike Wilson. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, and we get it done because we are top-notch professionals, my man. I mean, that's just how we do it around here. But, you can go to our Facebook page at Dorf on Sports or the real Dorf on Sports on Instagram. You'll get good content there, and you can interact with us. But, I'm doing good, man.
Yeah, we just got to continue to have some hope. We got to continue to relive those moments, and if you want to do that with us about the Masters, do so. We welcome it. We encourage it 100%. On the other side, we're going to hook up with our buddy, like I said, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. We'll talk to him about the world through his eyes at this moment in time. Keep it close, everybody. It's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf. We'll be right back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Your business ideas need room to run wild, but there's no room for error when you're raising the bar. A reliable partner can make a real difference. That's the role of a realtor, an irreplaceable expert who represents your values, a reassuring voice of reason helping you research and reach the right decisions so you can run your business without running the risk. Is your agent a realtor? Look for the R. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch 6 TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.TV. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. 6 free channels at WatchYour.TV.
They're good looking practice. Swing.
He only needs to swing about 120 miles an hour. That's a good speed for him.
Come on, back. 15. There it is. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Go in.
Yes, yes, yes!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Man, that's a call we are all going to absolutely miss on Masters Sunday, man. I can't believe it, but I do have good memories from last year when Tiger Woods came back and shocked the world with how he was able to do it all over when a lot of people, quite frankly, myself included, had said he could never get it done again, and bam, goes out and gets that major victory. 2019, and the first time he ever did it at the Masters was 1997. Like, think about that, people. Put that in perspective. That is just a guy that never gave up, never quit, and believed in himself. Speaking of believing in himself, another guy that I'm sure had to do that throughout his career, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career, obviously hangs out with us a lot. He's a 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glover winner, 2-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and maybe more importantly, a guy that I call my friend. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, Brett. How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Happy Easter to everybody out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, good day. I don't know what day it is. Day 30, quarantine, something like that. They're all running together now.
So, quick question for you. Last week, you know, I wished you a happy birthday, which would have happened for you on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. What was the quarantine birthday like for you, Brett Boone?
You know, we're all getting older. My daughter has a birthday very similar. She's on the 3rd, so we kind of make it her birthday. We've been celebrating together for a while. Kind of make it her birthday. And I tell everybody all the time, you know, these people that get their, they have their birthday, and it seemed like the birthday runs all month. And I'll say, really, the person getting the gift should be the mom. She did all the work. We didn't do anything. We were just born. But, you know, it was nice. We just had, you know, I had all my kids over and just family, and it was a nothing. It was a little celebration, but it was nice just, you know, being with family. I don't like to count the years at this stage.
I feel you. That's kind of the way I look at it, too. I'm just like, all right, it's another year. Let's get through it. Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead, man.
No, good. I was going to say, I got a buddy of mine who had his birthday yesterday, and I asked him, how was your birthday, man? And he goes, because of the quarantine, he goes, it was the same birthday, quarantine or not. So, you know, it's just one of those things I guess we all have to deal
birthdays
with.
Birthdays are for kids. Birthdays are for kids.
I absolutely agree. But you know, Brett, what I just want to get your thoughts on this idea that Major League Baseball has about, you know, trying to I don't know if it's realignment so much or just trying to get these games in here in Phoenix, you know, with the spring training facilities and using the spring training field for these games and what it would all entail. I mean, just when you heard about it, what were your thoughts?
Well, I know it's happening. In what form it's going to take, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm not privy, you know, I'm not on these conference calls behind the scenes, but I know it is happening. They're pushing to get this thing done. Obviously, I don't have... You know, I'm not firsthand. I'm not sitting on the phone calls. But, you know, I've been talking to some people that have access to that. And it is happening. It's a matter of what that format's going to be. I think it sounds great in theory, but all the hoops you got to jump through and the red tape to get this thing done and the coordination process of all these players, it's not an easy feat. You know, I've heard a lot of people debating it back and forth, and there's several different camps that people are in. Some are, you know, we just need to be safe and shut it down. I'm kind of from, you know, my perspective comes from a healing of the country and how important sport is to our country. You know, it's as long as you could roll it out in a safe format in a quarantine type environment where nobody was really at risk. I think the fact that you could get baseball onto the field and give these people at home right now that are kind of fish out of water, I think we're all fish out of water, to give them some sort of outlet, you know, to be sitting there in the long days. And, you know, I think we covered a little bit last week. It's like, there's a lot of people that go throughout their day and are not used to dealing with. They're used to being at work and their kids being at school, and all of a sudden you're in the house all day. The only time you might get to go out is if you can convince people that you need to go to the grocery store just to get out of the house. People aren't used to this. So I think the average guy or gal sitting there and they get to watch their Cubs at 6 o'clock or their, you know, whoever it may be, their Phillies at 6 o'clock. I think that's a tremendous, I don't know. I think it's an outlet. I think it's healthy. It gets you out of yourself and thinking, what are we going to do in this quarantine? I think it's healthy. I think it's good for the country. And I think if they can, the powers that be can get all these parts and, you know, on board and get a plan. I think it's nothing but a positive thing and uplifting, to be honest. Right. That's my take.
All right. So I think that, What your take is, and by the way, that's the voice of Brett Boone, Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson. Obviously, it's the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition, always live each and every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay, look, I love and I appreciate where you're coming from because you're trying to give people hope. You're trying to give people something to look forward to, and it makes a lot of sense in that respect. But I feel like the dynamics – of this whole operation would be extremely difficult. I think it's a little bit unfair to all those states and those cities that would normally be holding the games. And again, I understand and I totally agree with you about the importance of sports to our communities, to our livelihood, to America, to the country. Of course, I'm seeing it, man, because I'm finding myself just watching reruns all the time, and I know the outcome, so it's not really all that much fun. But truth be told, I think the dynamics of this, Brett, are extremely difficult. How do they make that fair, I guess, is the question.
You mean fair from an economic standpoint? Or,
yeah.
Or,
yes.
I don't know. I mean, that's why I say, you know, everything that's going on right now, the pandemic, how do you roll this out? How do you get our country back? I wouldn't want to have to make those decisions. It seems really complicated to me and how you roll this out. You're never going to make everybody happy. No matter what you do, no matter when you roll out and get people back to work, and whether you do it in waves or strategically, obviously they're going to take all this data and try to make the safest, smartest way to get our economy running again. I don't have all those answers, you know. I'm sure these cities are going to want to be compensated for their team that they're not, you know, if they can find a way to just kind of divvy it up and be as fair as they can with each city that represents a major league team. Man, that's more complicated than I want to wrap my head around right now. But as long as everybody's happy, I think it's going to come down. First of all, we all know, and as much as we want to say yes or no, everything comes down to dollars. It's just a way of life. It's just our life. It's the way it is. Usually when things are being done, especially in the business world, it all comes down to dollars. But I think,
yep.
I think there's a couple things here, and you got to tread lightly on it because it's the dollars. But I think it's the public sentiment. Does the public want this? Do the fans want this? And I think somehow they're going to find out, you know, statistically, percentage wise, who is in favor of this and who is not. If there's an overwhelming pushback from the public and from fans is, no, we don't think it's right now to roll out even baseball, even though I'm a baseball fan and I want to see it. If they see overwhelming sentiment to the dissent side, to the negative side, I don't think you're going to see it. But as long as the people have a voice and the fans have a voice, if they say they want it, I think you're going to see it push very, very aggressively to get what the people want.
I agree. No, that's a good point. I mean, I think everybody wants to get back to normal, but I think there's a way to obviously go back to it. And I think we don't want to do it too quick because then we're going to put more people at risk. I know we got to take a break, so we'll do that. We'll continue with Brett Boone on the other side, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his career. And obviously more important than that to me, he's a good buddy of mine. So keep it close, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003.
Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now the 1-2 from Quijada.
Hayward hits a fly ball to deep left field. Back goes Granderson. It's got a chance. Cubs win. Jason Hayward goes opposite field.
Swung out and blasted. Deep right center. Away back. Gone. Or you can end it with a walk-off bomb. Jose Ramirez. What a mob scene this will be in home plate. A game-winning walk-off two-run blast to right center. And the Indians win it by a final score of 5-3.
We're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How about that guy?
That's right. How about that guy? Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Lucky enough to be hanging out with our good friend Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career. We know all the accolades, the Gold Gloves, the Silver Slugger Award winner, the All-Star appearances. And, you know, I got to ask you this, Brett, because quite frankly, I've never really understood baseball in a lot of ways, and I think that that's kind of the true beauty of baseball, to be honest with you, is that a lot of it doesn't make sense to us. So I gotta get your take on realignment, and I guess where I'm gonna start, because where I grew up was the great state of Wisconsin, and obviously back in the day, you know, the Minnesota Twins, the Brewers, both the American League, and then you have the Brewers switch over to the National League, and the Twins stay in the American League. But I'm just talking rivalries, and I think that to me, that's kind of what everything is about when you talk about sports, and why in a lot of cases do I feel like the rivalries are taken away in baseball, Brett?
Well, I think we're playing in a different time now, you know. In 1975, rivalries were real. They were alive and well. It was a different time. It was different economics. Players tended to stay with their team for a long time. If you had your franchise, you know, call it what you want, but let's say for argument's sake, your franchise player, usually that player grew up, played for your team, the Boston Red Sox, and played for the Boston Red Sox for the majority of his career. nowadays, with the way the economic system's set up and free agency and the amount of money that you're able to make as an athlete, it's not common for a guy to stay with his team. So you're moving around so much. So, you know, if you're a fan of the Milwaukee Brewers, you're lucky if you get your favorite group of players together for 3 or 4 years. It's constantly changed. That's just how sports is. As far as the realignment, I think we got to move with the times. You know, I think we're up to, is it 30 major league teams we got?
Is yep.
that correct?
Yep.
You know, we're coming close there's going to be expansion coming up soon. I look at the playoff scenarios now, and I really like, you know, back when they first put it in, this wild card and the one-game playoff, and I thought, you know, that's kind of hokey, and that's not baseball. But the more I watched it, and I started to agree with it, because I got to think as a fan now, and what do I want as a fan? It allows 6, 7, 8 more teams, more cities to be involved on the playoff stretch. There's more excitement. You know, back in the day, it was you win your division, that's it. There was no wild card. So five teams could be eliminated with a month to play in the season. Now you keep that excitement and everybody's got a chance. Now I think, you know, you play 162 games and now this wild card, there's a one-game playoff. Well, I don't think that's very fair either. You could win 96 games and get eliminated in a one-game playoff where your starting pitcher didn't have a good day. So I think something needs to be changed with that. Once again, these are all so many complicated things. I think what would make it simple is if you just go to 4 divisions in each league instead of 3. If you go to expansion, you add a couple teams, it gives you enough teams to have 4 divisions. So now you have the winner of each division play each other, and that eliminates that wild card. If not, if you have the wild card, I think you need to change that to a 3-game series instead of a winner-take-all. It's just too long of a season to play 162 games, have a great year, win 90-plus games, and get eliminated in a 1-game playoff. I think it's got to be at least 2 out of 3.
I'm with you.
But like I said, I think with expansion coming in the near future, there hasn't been expansion for a while. If you add 2 more teams, it lines up perfect for both leagues, I think, to have 4 divisions each instead of 3.
No, that's interesting.
If that makes sense.
No, that totally makes sense. And, Mike, the only reason I'm jumping in here is because Brett caught my attention with something that he said, and then I'll let you go ahead and fire away about the Masters. But, hey, you mentioned the wild card, and I'm going to kind of agree and disagree all at the same time. I think you got a great point about 4 divisions, okay? But I think what has made baseball extremely interesting is that second wild card, right? So, and then where I agree with you is if you're going to have that game, you've played way too many games for you to only play 1 game. That should absolutely be a 2 out of 3. I am with you 100% there. But what do you think of the wild card with what you said?
What do you mean? You mean with the 4 divisions, or clarify a little bit for me?
The way that Bud Selig did change things and add the wild card, the second wild card. What do you think? Do you think that has made baseball more exciting?
I think without a doubt.
Okay.
You know, because from a purity standpoint, from a player standpoint, I would hate it. But if I have to step outside of the box and really evaluate it from an entertainment and what the fans want and what I'm giving the fans, which, as you know, I always put a lot of emphasis now on the fans. That's what makes this game. That's what makes my game great. If you don't have the fans, you don't have a game. So you have to cater to them. I think as a fan, it makes it very exciting. You just keep so many more cities and franchises in the hunt for so much longer than you normally would. A lot of these teams would have been eliminated, you get into September, and without this wild card, 6 or 7 cities are eliminated. There's no excitement in that city. It's easy to get a ticket. Now you keep that dream alive. Well, you're 3 out in this category, and you're 2 out in this category, so So there's still a chance. You're still going to the games. Your team still has a chance to win. I think it's added a ton of excitement to the game, and I think it's good for baseball. You just keep so many more cities and teams involved so much longer. It's just there's got to be something worked out with that one-game wild card. That being said, that's not the easiest thing to do, you know. You got some people saying spring training's too long, 162-game season. Now you're threatening to play into November. That's a lot of games for these players. So where do you fit those? If you make it a best two out of three series instead of the one-game playoff, well, you've got to eliminate games somewhere. Do you take them away from spring training? Now Florida and Arizona's economies are pissed at you for taking away three spring training games. You take it away from the regular season. Well, all those clubs, those 30 clubs, they plan on those revenues for those three games. So you got to take it away somewhere, but you make it up in the postseason. But if you're not in the postseason, you don't get your three regular season games. So it's very complicated, but there's got to be a formula out there and people that are smarter than me that can come up with something. I think we keep the game as simple as we can because it is this great game and it's been around for over 100 years. I'm a little... You know, I get a little distracted with the constant changes we're trying to make. I like some of the changes. I think they make the game better as time goes on. But I think when in doubt, keep the game as simple and keep it as pure as it's been. That's why it's a game it is.
All right, Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, no, Brett, we'll let you out of here with this one. You know, most of us would be watching the Masters today.
I would.
Do you have any favorite Masters? Favorite Master memory?
I really don't. It's like sports for me. It's like baseball for me. Obviously, baseball is my passion. It's my expertise. It's what I've grown up in. And so I don't really have a favorite team. Of course, I'm a little biased to, you know, the teams I've played for. But I'm just a fan of sport. And that comes not only with baseball, but that's, you know, obviously I'm going to watch the Washington Nationals a little closer because of my dad's involvement. I'm going to watch the Yankees a little closer because of my brother's involvement. I'm getting a little old now, so I'm running out of ex-teammates that are still playing. So I really don't have a favorite team because I got a couple buddies playing on it anymore. So I'm just a fan of sport, and I think when it comes to the Masters, I'm a fan of the game. I definitely think when Tiger and Phil are in the run, it definitely makes it more exciting. I think a lot of people have that opinion.
Totally agree. Brett, we got to run. Appreciate your time. We'll catch up next week, my friend.
All right, guys. Hopefully I didn't complicate you too much.
You're great, man. You're always great. We love you, bro. All righty, we got to take a break. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores, the score used by 90% of top lenders for free, even if you're not a customer. Checking your score won't hurt your credit, and you can check each month for changes always for free. The Discover Credit Scorecard, free for everyone. Learn more at discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Are you a 1099 contractor, business owner, or self-employed? Then you need to hear this important message. Through the Coronavirus Relief Act, you may be entitled to an advance of up to $10,000. But if you are like most hardworking Americans, you don't have time to spend hours waiting on hold and digging through government paperwork. The good news is, you don't have to. SBA Coach has already done all the heavy lifting for you. Text SBA to 55444 and our 2-minute survey will tell you if you qualify, then get you started on our simple and easy application. Funds are limited, so don't miss your chance. Text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com to get your free qualification survey. We are here to help you apply to the SBA, but we are not connected or endorsed by the federal government or SBA. Again, text SBA to 55444 or visit sbaquick.com and get in line for the funding you need.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. As the coronavirus continues to affect us all, especially older people and those with underlying health conditions, AARP is here. actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing updated information and tips from trusted sources. We're hosting weekly teletown halls with the nation's top health experts, advocating on your behalf with national and local lawmakers to help secure sufficient resources to meet people's needs, sharing tools to protect you and your family from fraud, and creating resources for family caregivers everywhere to help keep them and their loved ones safe and healthy. For more than 60 years, we've been here to educate, serve, and fight for older Americans. Today, you can count on AARP more than ever. Join us. We may be apart, but we don't have to be alone. Stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
The TVS Television Network, for decades your home for great sports TV, is back. You can watch six TVS sports channels now streaming on WatchYour.tv. It's free and it's on the internet as well as on Roku, Android, and iPhone and iPad apps. Watch TVS Sports Network, TVS Classic Sports Network, TVS Turbo Sports Network, TVS Women's Sports Network, TVS Tavern Sports Network, and TVS Boxing Network. That's TVS Television Network. Six free channels at WatchYour.tv.
This ball. He throws the bat. The ball goes flying. It is gone. 2-0 Sox. The ball was majestic. The bat was a javelin. And the Sox lead.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Well, forget about the cops. They're not interested in any two-bit setup you got here.
Well, I don't want any trouble.
Look, is my rent paid?
Yeah.
Don't stop bothering me.
Talking about some of the stupid things about baseball, by the way. That's one of them, Mike Wilson, when you show up a guy and you wind up tossing your bat and flipping it or whatever, and then you prance around the bases like you just did something ungodlike. I mean, come on, man. That's what you get paid to do, people. That's what I always loved about Barry Sanders, the most classy dude in the history of sports, in my humble opinion, about whenever he would run all over you and make a fool of you. He didn't make you feel like a clown. He handed the ball to the official, and he said, "Yo, I've been here before, I got this, and I'm going to do it again." Welcome back in, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Again, amazing how these hours with Mike and I go by so freaking quickly. We're not even talking about real sports. It boggles my mind, man. You and I could talk about paint drying for 2 hours, and I think it would be pretty entertaining, Mike Wilson. So you're amazing. I appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you as well, but I don't know. You could be stretching a little thin there with the paint drying thing. But no, I mean, it does go quick, even without sports. We've said that since this whole pandemic has kind of altered our way of life. So it's always fun to talk sports, no matter whether if it's sports in the present or sports in the past. But let me ask you this, and I saw this question earlier this morning, and I was going to maybe ask you off air, but if you could go back, and I'll ask this to Scotty as well, if you could go back in time and see anybody, any athlete in their prime, who would it be?
Oh, man, that's a great one. And can I give you more than one, for crying out loud? I mean, that's a tough one, bro.
Yeah, you can give me more than one. Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, let's just take it. Let's take it sport by sport. Okay. Let's do it that way. When we're talking about football, I mean, I was always intrigued with Johnny Unitas. I always kind of wish I would have gotten to see that guy play a little bit. I don't know why. It's just something about him. When I think about some of the greats like Gale Sayers. I did see Walter Payton. I mean, obviously, and I talked about Barry Sanders. I think that those are some of those guys you could put in that same category. Obviously, we were lucky to see Brett Favre, but, you know, guys before him, I mean.
Bart Starr,
yeah. I mean, Roger Staubach. I mean, there's just so many guys, dude. That question is loaded, bro. I'm just telling you, we could talk about this for weeks, okay? But basketball, I always kind of wanted to see Wilt. You know, I got to see, obviously, Kareem. You know, I've had a kind of a fascination with the big man, and maybe that's just because I'm not the tallest guy myself, but I always thought, you know, it would have been, hey, if I was 6'5", I probably would have played in the NBA, or I would have been a professional athlete of some kind, you know, at least in my head. That's what I always thought. But I always had kind of a real love for the big man and what they always brought to the game. And so, yeah, I got guys like Wilt. I would have loved to have seen him. Bill Russell, Chamberlain. Those are guys that I would have absolutely loved to see. And, you know, with that being said, again, saw some of the greats there too. Hakeem, Ewing, Shaq, so many, man. Again, just such a loaded question. I mean, baseball, again, dude, I'd go back to the old days here, you know, like the Mickey Mantles and guys like yep. that. That's where I'd be. I'd be in kind of in that era with guys that I'd like to see. You know, tennis, it's the same. The Bobby Riggs and those guys in, of that era, that would be pretty interesting for me. I guess for the most part, look, just real quick, and then I'll let you jump in. For the most part, I guess it's just guys that I, you know, the only thing I could see is highlights or tape of. And I didn't mention Michael because, dude, that guy broke my heart so many times watching him play against my Milwaukee Bucks growing up as a kid. But he's one of the greatest competitors of ever. You know, I mean, Nicholas would have been great to be able to see some of those great victories as a young kid watching him. I mean, obviously we saw him later, but I mean, just Hogan, Sneed, those guys again, man. All the things for me is going to be that old school era. How about you, Mike?
No, I mean, it would be the old school. I mean, you mentioned Mickey Mantle. I'd love to see Mickey Mantle play. Pete Rose would have been right up there on that list. Russell, Will, Babe Ruth, going way back in the day, just to see that and watch him, you know, hit those home runs. You know, you mentioned tennis, and you know, you're obviously a bigger tennis guy than I am, but to see the guys like McEnroe and Connors. Our family were a big Jimmy Connors family. Like we love Jimbo, and watching him compete and just the fire that he had. You know, for me, Stefan Edberg, I was a big Edberg guy. Cause he reminded me a little bit of Barry Sanders. He was quiet, just went about his business and he won. And it was a total class guy. You know, basketball, Larry Bird. You know, I'm a Celtic fan. I never got to see Bird play in person. Bird would have been, you know, that team with McHale and Parrish would have just been unbelievable. Bill Russell. The two guys that I did get to see play in real life that I'll remember till the day I die is one, Bo Jackson and Michael. When I saw those two, it's just, you're looking at greatness, and it's just, I always feel bad for Bo because if he didn't get that hip injury, he could be in the Hall of Fame in two sports. To me, yeah, it's just be a no-brainer. But, you know, those are some of the guys that I'd like to see.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's so many, man. Pistol Pete, I would have loved to have watched him handle the ball, you know. And you mentioned Bird, and quite frankly, my friend, you know, I got to see that guy play. I was a lucky kid. I'll be honest with you, man. I went to just about every Milwaukee Bucks game I can remember growing up as a kid in my childhood, and it was extremely special. And you know, I have those terrible memories of Michael, but I have incredible memories as well. And that's some great times when I think about it, dude. It's amazing, you know, the Mecca, the Bradley Center, now they're in Pfizer. It's just, it brings me back to my childhood, man. Hey, I want to ask you this, because I think this is a pretty good question that we got out there right now, too. You put it out there about the NFL QBs that are the most hated, and basically for no reason. You got Dak, you got Josh Allen, you got Jimmy Garoppolo, and you got Aaron Rodgers. Who's your guy here?
Oh, I think it's Dak. You know, I really do. I think the Aaron Rodgers thing is just people hate him just because it's just stupid because he's so good. Because, you know, Aaron really doesn't do anything in terms of controversy or anything. None of these guys really do. But I think Dak gets it because he plays for who he plays for in the Dallas Cowboys. And he's not a 5 o'clock news guy. He puts numbers up that are comparable with a lot of his peers. So I think, present day, I just think it's Dak.
That's kind of scary, man. I feel like you have a little bit of a soft side for the Dallas Cowboys all of a sudden. And
oh, God. Okay, wait a minute. Stop with that nonsense. That ain't happening. I root for Dallas to lose all the time. It's like rooting for Notre Dame. You're never going to catch me doing it at all. So, you know, just stop with that soft spot crap, dude.
I'm going to go here. I'm going to go with Josh Allen, and I'll tell you why. I think, right, like, he's a young kid. He's got all the tools, but quite frankly, the decision-making, I think, is obviously what we all question about this kid. And I think that once he gets a little bit better with throwing the ball away instead of trying to get it in some windows that are obviously extremely tough in the NFL to make all the time. I feel for that kid because I really think Buffalo had a really good defense. And, you know, if they could have made another play or two on offense, this team could have been a Super Bowl contender themselves. So I think that this is a kid that's an up and comer. And I agree in the sense of, Dak puts up huge numbers, bro. Don't get me wrong. He does. He puts up great numbers, and I've got a lot of love for him, though, to be honest with you. I'm like you. I think this guy is a pretty good quarterback, and I don't think that he gets the respect around the league that he necessarily deserves. A-Rodge, dude, I think that's A-Rodge. He likes to create that a little bit. I mean, and you know me, man. I'm a Green Bay Packer fan. So I think that A-Rodge likes to kind of have something to play with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. And I think that at this point in his career, he uses that, you know, and he talks about his age, and he talks about this, that, and the other. And I think that he's looking for things to kind of keep his mojo a little bit. So Jimmy G, I feel like Jimmy G's, everybody wants to like this guy, you know, like he played behind Tom Brady and, you know, never got a shot in New England. They got rid of him. He takes the San Francisco 49ers to the Super Bowl. And, you know, they wind up a little bit short. But I think that the jury's kind of still out on him. I guess that's the way I'd put it, is the jury's still out on him.
Right.
Hey, you put this out there. I think you and I talked about it off the air a little bit. But it's such a good one, man. Your question about start, bench, or cut. And you got Shaq, Olajuwon, and Tim Duncan in here. Extremely difficult because all these guys, like we said, maybe the best of their era at that moment in time, and just extremely important to the game of basketball in general. So who you starting, who you benching, who you cutting?
Well, Olajuwon's my favorite center of all time. So I start the dream. I bench Duncan and I cut Shaq. He couldn't shoot free throws, and you know, you need your best players in there at the end of the game. You can't shoot a free throw. Sorry, Shaq. I love you, but you know, you got to make your free throws, buddy.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, you and I, once again, bro, it sucks. We're on the same page. I remember those years where the dream was literally the dream, and winning back-to-back titles for the Houston Rockets, him and Kenny the Jet Smith, just an unbelievable run. And the guy was just so good, man, just abusing Patrick Ewing. The guy was special. And Shaq, I mean, he abused him too when you think about it. So there's no way you can have Shaq over Olajuwon back in that time. And then the big fundamental, I mean, it speaks volumes, man. The guy did everything so well when you're talking about Tim Duncan. And, yeah, man, it just comes down to clanking those free throws for me when it comes to Shaq. And that's who I'd be cutting as well, just because of that fact, man, and that fact alone. And I know the music's going, and it's unfortunate because that means we got to take a break and we got to come back and wrap things up and give our parting shots like we always do. We'll leave you with something, people. So keep it close. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
How come there's this banging going on every time we are hitting?
All right, everybody. Welcome back in. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Got to thank our guests, as always, John Poulter from Canada, and then Brett Boone from, obviously, former Major League Baseball player, second baseman during his time playing baseball. Mike, before we get to our parting shots, real quickly, would you take a shot on Clowney, Cam Newton, and or Jameis Winston? And would you want any of these guys on your team?
I'd probably take a shot on Clowney because you can never have too many edge rushers, and he's a pretty good edge rusher. But out of the three, I'd probably take a shot at Clowney, and he's not as big of a 5 o'clock news guy as the other guys.
Well, and quite frankly, I think he's the guy with the biggest upside, at least at this point,
right,
potentially. And you know what? The other guys, and in general, all three of these guys, if you can get them on a little bit of a discount, I think, you know, they're worth it. And obviously, it's going to depend on what your needs are. And quite frankly, right now, my needs are us to do our parting shots. So you are up, my friend.
Hey, my parting shot just goes out to everybody out there. We're all dealing with the same thing with this virus. Just enjoy the time with family today. It's Easter Sunday, and just make the best of it. Stay safe and stay home, please.
Yeah, that's a good message right now. I guess
we may need to figure out how to deliver that better too, because I see a lot of people around the world trying to deliver that message, and it seems like it's going in one ear and out the other for a lot of people. Hey, I'm just going to leave you with this, man. We don't have Masters to watch. It is Easter, but just keep thinking and watching all those great memories that we've been able to check out from the past, because you know what? Sometimes they're oldies, but you know what? Sometimes they're really good as well, and that's what I'm kind of holding my breath on at this point in time. Anyways, for Mike and Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week right here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.